Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport has gotten a lot of good kudos recently. They were recognized with five different awards, the best small airport in North America, the most dedicated staff, the easiest journey, the most enjoyable, the cleanest. That all seems to add up to a pretty well-managed facility, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'll have to say that I have not been to that airport, so maybe I should think about scheduling something out of Greenville.
Well, it's a very pretty airport, too. You know, Roger Milliken and Buck Mickle were involved in creating the airport, and Mr. Milliken is very into landscaping. You know, Milliken Campus is an arboretum, and so is the GSP Airport, so it's a very beautiful airport. The CEO is Dave Edwards, I know pretty well, and Dave was recently recognized as the top executive in the country, which I guess if you have an airport that's winning these kinds of awards, the fellow running it should be recognized too, and he was. There's a couple of things about this that I know they're focused on in terms of their plans. One is back during the pandemic, it was actually one of the largest cargo airports in the country, and you don't think about it, you know, being a cargo airport, but it was. And they were very interested in, you know, a lot of automation and autonomous vehicles that could move things from the airport to BMW or the inland port. All of those are on contiguous property. They still have more cargo volume than they had before the pandemic, but it's not at pandemic levels. So that's, you know, the automated cargo vehicles is kind of a little bit lower priority than it was. What they're really focused on now is having a transit system to parking lots that, you know, they want to get you from the interstate, you know, into the terminal as quickly as possible and to avoid the congestion around the terminal. So they actually had a study done, thought a couple of years ago this was going to cost about $70 million, and the study came in recently and said it's going to cost about $95 million, and I guess some of that's inflation, but, you know, probably just a type of infrastructure they needed. You know, it's interesting when you think about the business model of airports. GSP generates about $60 million in revenue, and $20 million of that is parking fees. So to a large extent, you know, they make money when you park your car to take flight. They make a million or two out of the concessions and food and all in the airport. So, I mean, I don't think people really appreciate how important parking is, not only to the passengers who are flying somewhere, but to the airport itself. I mean, it's a big part of their revenue and how they keep it afloat. So that's why they're focused so much on the efficiency of people getting to the terminal and back. They're also interested in developing some office parks on the airport property. And again, you know, that's a part of the automated transit system where you could be at work and you could hop on a vehicle, go to the terminal, take a flight, come home, and not even have to get in your car. And that'd be pretty cool. So it's a well-managed airport. It's, you know, trying to be a even more of a bigger economic driver in the upstate than it has been. And you know, I think they've got a lot of enlightened leaders and, you know, continue to do good work. So congratulate to them for, you know, getting some national recognition for how good a job they're doing.
Do you suppose then that the reputation this airport has built has certainly contributed to the fact that the upstate has not only achieved, but been able to maintain pretty solid economic activity?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that it's not a hub hurts us a little bit when it comes to recruiting headquarter locations. You know, if you're on the north side of Spartanburg, you probably go to Charlotte. If you're on the south side of it, Anderson, you might go to Atlanta. So it doesn't pull from as broad a geography as it would if it was a real hub location. But I think we make up for that somewhat in it being such a clean, easy, well-managed facility. So, you know, you might have to take an extra connection, but you're going to get in and out of Greenville easier than you will, you know, Charlotte, Atlanta. So my children are in sales. They fly very regularly, and they all fly out of GSP, you know, just because of the convenience of it. So I think it being well-managed is a big, you know, economic benefit to the region.
Well, John, as always, thanks for the update and your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this program again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.